Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we'll talk about Erica Mena on the next show, because I got to do a whole Love and Hip Hop thing, so we'll talk about them on the next show. I want to get into Safari too. 563-999-3658. Send my 35 cents, please. 0609, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Talk to me.
I think that the bar that you just put, I think that's for Doja, because she's already been dissing Cardi. She's been dissing Megan. So it's like Megan and her haven't talked since, what, the end of 2019? I think since Hot Girl Summer, and the only one who uses her, I would assume, would be Doja, because Doja's the only one that constantly calls her out, praises her, but never really, from what I see, never really supports her.
Oh, wow, really? Not the first caller tonight saying that. Wait, hold on. Not the first caller saying that Nicki Minaj may not like Doja Cat, when I've been saying this for years. Wow. And you guys are trashing me.
It, but didn't she unfollow her?
Yes, she did. Yes.
And isn't Doja
But you guys
Doja
all said I was
like,
reaching and stretching.
I think that's the people that don't clearly know. If you follow it, I've been thinking it's Doja, because why does Doja feel the need? She's a superstar. Why does she feel the need to keep praising her? And Nicki never really says nothing back. I mean, she doesn't have to, but I think that would be for her, because anytime she has a drop, the barbs are always going crazy. And then you see them saying, they, like you said, they gaslight you like they do everyone else, and saying, oh, Nicki never says nothing to Doja. Why doesn't she ever respond? Like, they never – I don't see them interacting from what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been clearly subbing Megan, so why would Meg need to use her? Megan hasn't released music in a year, so clearly that's not for Megan. Why would Megan need to use her? She hasn't dropped nothing since August of, 2022?
Yeah.
So how could she need to use her? The only one – and Cardi's doing her own thing, so I think it would be Doja. Makes sense to me. You called it. I think you called it last year when you said that, so I think you're right. And then I have one more thing to say about the conversation with Sexy Red and Ice Spice and Thunder Girl.
Yes.
For me, this is how I feel. It's not to be mean. I just want to be honest. I'm not against black women making their money. Just like these male rappers, they're trash, so I'm all for black women making their money. But if we're honest, a lot of them that can't rap are trash. So you can't have a culture in hip-hop where men are saying women talk about this and this and that, but you have one of the biggest male rappers in the world co-signing that type of music. Like, you can't have it both ways. You get what I'm saying? Like, you have Nicki's DJ coming out saying, like, oh, women rap about this and rap about that, but then why are the males co-signing it? I think the issue is they want to control who speaks about it, because clearly – you know, make your money, do your thing. That's not an issue to me. But my thing is, if you're talking about real hip-hop, then why, like you said, why are we having a conversation with people that are not going to be around? Sexy Red's doing her thing. Good for her. Ice Spice doing her thing. But they're not going to be here long-term. My thing is, if you're good, you have to be good overall. You can have hot records. People can push you. PR can push you. But when you get out there, you need to be able to perform. You need to be able to have audience. And the only one I see doing that is the top four. Nicki, Doja, Cardi, and Megan.
The top four is crazy.
None of these other
Doja
girls
in that.
Well, I'm just considering if you're going to call charts. I personally don't consider her a rapper. I consider her more R&B pop. But I guess if we're just going to put it out there, because she's pretty much the only one that's active with Nicki. But, I mean, they're the only ones that are getting nominations. They're the only ones that are having big streams right now, the only ones winning awards. And I think people confuse, like, mainstream. The only girl I consider mainstream that's an actual black woman rapper is Meg Thee Stallion, an actual brown skin rapper. She's mainstream, meaning hip hop and white. All these other girls, there's a difference between black mainstream and white mainstream. You could be good in the hood, but can you go to Australia? Can you go to these white corporations and events and still hold the same power? I think that's the big difference. I think people get it confused, because you get some BET nominations, you get, you know, this type of stuff that, like, no, it's facts, Armand. You called it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not hating. I want the women to get their money, but if we're being honest, they're hot now, and I'm all for that. Like, get your money, because the men do it too, and they suck. Get your money, do your thing, but they're not going to be around. Having good PR and having people co-sign for you is not a good look. Like, you're right. when everyone's hot, they love you. When you're not hot, they don't love you. But what's going to keep you around is having your fans and actually performing. The girls that you name cannot perform, and they cannot rap. I don't care who puts them on a track. They cannot rap. You
wow.
called it.
All
you
right.
Said it
we got to take some
That's
more.
That's why I like your honesty. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, we got to take some more. Okay, 6125, you're live on the air.
Hey, okay,
oh,
so.
You're about to really sit up here and be very biased.
Now I'm about to ask some questions, some interrogatives are going to come your way. I want to know why. What is it with you and Akbar? You always, somehow a person who I would assume you would give maybe 5 minutes of time on your show, if even that, somehow turns in 30, 40, 50 hour long. What is it about her? And why is it so far-fetched to believe that Nikki shows love in more genuine ways than liking a post? Many people shout out Beyonce, celebrities shout her out all the time. You never see Beyonce going and linking with them and liking their stuff, even if she's done it once before. Like, why is it that we have to produce receipts of Nikki showing Akbar love if you don't check for her?
Well, Akbar throws herself in this conversation because she acts as a thirst bucket for Nicki Minaj's attention out of spite and tried to trash Cardi B. So that's why she ends up in these conversations. And I think it's very crazy for her to sit up here and drop a tribute to Nicki Minaj instead of working on her artistry and focusing on that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it hurts your feelings that she gets a Cardi B. So there's a bias there. That's okay.
No,
it's
not her. No, listen to me. You're trying to argue. Listen,
okay.
You're an artist. We're talking about artists. At some point, you don't have to like Cardi B. I don't give a damn. But you've had a big moment. Instead of going back into the gutters, take that moment that you've had with Super Freaky Girl and capitalize off of it. That's all I'm saying. Why go backwards?
But why? That's fine. That's fine if it's just about Akbar. But then why do you have so much energy and so many specific opinions about what you think Nikki's relationship with her is? That's what I want to understand. It could
because
just be a segment
point,
of Akbar.
Because,
but then it turns into Nikki. It's given weird.
Well, because the point is, you're doing all of this for nothing when you could be focusing on yourself. What are you getting out of this? You're looking stupid. That's why. I'm doing it. This idol tribute is going to do nothing for her rap career. She looks like a damn lap dog.
Well, if that's the sermon, it's not a to clarify because it seemed to be about Nicki so much. And I
what is this
wondered
going
why.
To, what does her keep sucking Nicki Minaj's going to do for her rap career if she wants to be a mainstream female rapper? What is that going to do for her? You tell me.
Maybe she's just really excited because there's a huge wave around Nicki Minaj and new music.
So
as an artist,
that's all fine and dandy. But when do you pull away and say, hey, this is about me? Because guess what Nicki's not going to do? I love Akbar so much. I'm going to make every record and shout everything Akbar does. No, bitch, I'm going to work. And this is why you guys love me the way that I am, because I'm going to keep putting that work. I can love you, Nikki, all day long, but I'm going to do me, too. Like, I'm not everything I put out, every time I do something, I don't have to shout you out. Focus on yourself. That's what I'm saying. Because Nicki Minaj is not about to make her business about you. You look crazy, and she's ignoring you. Move on.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't know it inspired you so much, but you have a good day online.
It's just dumb. Thank you. Yes. Uh-oh. Let me see. One, five, three, three. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to make a comment regarding the whole Keke Palmer situation.
Okay.
I think that you do have a bias when it comes to black women. I think that you made an unfair comparison. So you compare what Keke Palmer did to what if her boyfriend was allowed Megan Thee Stallion to dance on her. So I think the issue is that it's not that he was upset that she was dancing with Usher. It's the fact that he tried to call her out as being a bad mom for for an outfit that he approved of. So he's trying to gaslight the public into shaming her as a mom, which is completely different from you know, I'm upset because you did.
Ma'am, so you think that it would be okay for you to be in a relationship and be a mom of a new baby and go to the Usher concert, and not only you can wear what you want to wear, but have the you dancing up on Usher and have him, you're in his arms. You think that's okay because you're a black woman?
I think that shaming her as a mom has nothing to do with you being upset about her dancing up to Usher. You can't. So what you can't do is see me in an outfit and smack me on the butt and say have fun, and then because you're upset about something else, gaslight the public into shaming me as a mom when the real issue has nothing to do with being a mother.
Well, he said, well, at some point, but you are a mother, and you're going to have to explain this to your child. You went to a concert. Hey, Bobby, hey, Johnny. Mommy went to a concert, Usher concert, because she's more rich and famous. She was mad at me for whatever reason. Maybe I didn't marry her, maybe whatever. So she wore this outfit, whatever. She went to go out. But not only did she wear the outfit, she taunted me at the Usher concert, gazed upon the nigga, danced all over him. And then I said, you're a mom, hey. And then the public scrutinized me. That's not a fair thing to say? Because she's a black woman?
No. So I think you're taking what I'm saying out of context. It is not fair to okay someone like, oh, this outfit is fine, and hit them on the butt and tell them to have fun. It's not okay to be okay with an outfit. And because you are upset about something else, you gaslight people into thinking that this was never an outfit that you approved of. You can't double talk. You can't approve of an outfit and then to the public be like, oh, she's a mother. Why is she wearing this? You can't do both. So if she has to explain to her child, then so does he, because why are you condoning mommy to go out like that? You have to just pick a side. Don't okay me to wear it and then pretend like you have a issue to the public.
Hold on, I'm about to find the clip. We've been looking at it together. Give me a second.
Okay.
I'll see where it's at. I got to find where it's at.
And also, wasn't he...
Hold on. We're going to get into it. I just need... I need to get this clip up. So you're telling me that you think the man was only mad about this outfit. Let me see. And like, please look at my screen. I'm going to let this play. I'm gonna let this play,
okay.
And we're gonna let it play. No, we're gonna let it play over again. But because I want you started off with a bias towards black women, so this is important. So I want you to, because words are very triggering and gaslighting. Words like bias towards black women are a very gaslighting term. So you think that this is okay for a woman to be dressed like for a mother in a relationship? That's okay. Then this is also okay for Megan Thee Stallion to be doing this to her too.
No,
you think that's okay for a woman in a relationship that has a new child to be at an Usher concert doing it if she's a black woman?
See, you're moving the goalposts. I am saying that he is, I think you're moving the goalposts. I am saying the issue is not him having an issue with her dancing on Usher. The issue is that he condoned her to wear it. Like he says he was okay with her wearing it. And then because he's upset about something else, then
okay,
he's like,
y'all
oh,
keep wanting to stick, y'all keep wanting to stick on the fact that she wore, but ma'am, you outside of wearing, it's a bunch of different variables. You don't think that man was upset about how she was grinding up on that man?
Absolutely. So I think you're missing my point. It's completely valid to be upset with like how she's interacting with Usher. That's completely valid. What I'm saying is, it is very manipulative to try to say, oh, she's being a bad mother, when it's an outfit that he was okay with her wearing it. He gave her the okay. So don't use the outfit as an issue when you were happy with her wearing it, when your real root issue is how she was dancing on Usher. I know that that is the real root issue, and it's valid to feel that that is an issue. But it's the being manipulative and gaslighting to the public to make it seem like you believe that she's a bad mom, but if you believe that, you wouldn't have hit her on the butt and told her to have fun in that outfit that she's wearing. And post other pictures of that similar nature of her. So that's the first thing. And then this is the second statement I wanted to make, which ties into the bias. You say that if it was a black man, if it was the other way around, but I feel like you don't take into consideration that there was just like this entire Kevin Samuels era of men saying, oh, if you're the high earner, which Keke Palmer is a high earner, you're the high earner and she's a seven, she's going to die along, or you should put up with subpar behavior. There literally was an era of that. So to say that, you know, it wouldn't work the other way around when all these men have been talking about that. They're the high earner. And if you're basic, you should put up with it. So that's literally what has been happening the other way around. And
man, Hold on. Because
okay.
We're not done. So
okay.
There was also this. Chance the Rapper was at Carnival with his woman, his wife, for his birthday. You guys killed him for dancing at Carnival. Not you literally, but we killed him. What is the problem? His wife had no problem. Y'all were dragging it.
Think about how many black men that aren't dragged, including Usher. Like, women are literally burning his tickets, him and on him. So, I mean, you can use one example, but how many black men that are celebrities, that are high earners, that are literally cheating on their significant others? She was dancing on Usher, which, you know, the way she was dancing was disrespectful. But these men are literally cheating, and they don't get the same energy.
I just feel like women want to have the ability to do stuff that men cannot do. Because let's just go back to that concert. If that man was there with his shirt off and Keke Palmer said, go ahead and have your muscles out, baby, and Megan Thee Stallion was throwing her ass in front of him, you would be singing a different tune.
But it would be different. The only comparable scenario is if she said, oh, he's a terrible father because he's walking around like that. The issue is that he brought her motherhood into it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that she's not wrong for dancing on Usher. He tried to gaslight and manipulate the public by bringing her motherhood into it when really he was in his feelings about something else. That's all I wanted to say. Really.
Okay, thanks, Boo. Thanks for getting it off, though.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Have a good one. Okay. Let's keep it going. 8590, you live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, first off, I want to say I am such a huge fan of you.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to be on the call. I just wanted to...
Huh? Okay. Thank you. Love you. Maybe next time. 6130, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, like the last person I wanted to say, I'm a huge fan as well. And you got a really strong fan base because they was dragging me for making a simple joke earlier.
Okay.
Anyway.
Now, don't get in here acting crazy because I will expose your number. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm a fan. I mean it. But I do want to respectfully disagree with some of the things that you have to say about the Palmer situation. Because personally, like, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying about there being a different standard with women. And there's, like, a rhetoric right now specifically for black women that they're trying to be protected and things like that in the media. But I don't feel like Keke Palmer really did anything wrong.
First of all, this is another thing I have to do. I have to say this, and y'all don't like. I'm so over the whole protect black women thing because that's selective. We have a whole protect black women when we want to be on Usher at the Usher concert and where we want to wear and embarrass our men. But then the same protect black women people are trashing Megan Thee Stallion and calling her a liar, and she was completely. So I don't want to hear that because the whole protect black women stuff is bull. Until it's something that you want to do.
I'm saying it as a point to agree with you on that point.
Oh, okay,
like,
okay,
yeah,
okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm on the case about that, but no, you're good. I just, like, I was watching the clip earlier with the last caller, and, like, you know, yeah, she was dancing a little sexy. She looked a little sexy, whatever, but, like, she's a grown woman, like, she's still relatively young, and my thing is, like, he didn't have to take that public. Like, to say that on Twitter is kind of crazy. That should have been, like, hey, babe, like, I wasn't comfortable with what you were doing. Like, I saw the clips. Why bring it to the public is my thing. And be like, I don't personally think that Keke Palmer is being petty, only because I think that she's making a lot of business moves right now. Like, when you think of Keke Palmer, there's not one, like, solid thing that comes to mind. She dibbles and dabbles in acting and music. Mm-hmm. And Usher probably hit her up and offered her a check, and she took it.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, that's a fair assessment. I still think that if a man did that, though, he would be trashed. If a man did that and his wife was sitting at home crying with the baby, people would be trashing him and the woman that he was doing it with.
All right, girl, you got me there. But I love your show. I love you. Keep doing your thing.
Okay, we're going to take a couple more super chats to the top because we will not be here all night. And this was supposed to be an hour show. Okay, 8822, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Amon? It's email. So, real quick, because I'm over here watching you, girl, and I'm looking at you. I'm like, girl, I get what you're saying about, like, you know, like Akbar, you not deeming it really important or necessary for Akbar to do a tribute to Nicki. And that's fine. Like, you can have your opinion about that. But let's be clear. Nicki Minaj was on that live that first time that she did that last time I saw you, whatever, snippet thing. Nicki told Akbar to come on up. And this happened, like, this was like Monday or like Sunday. Nicki told Akbar to come on the live and actually preview the song. But I think Akbar was saying no. Nicki said she came up to the song comes out. She was even saying, somebody was even saying, oh, you should drop your single on Friday. She was like, no, I can't do that because I'm in the song. She asked her to come up and preview the song and everything or play a snippet of it. She was asking when the song is coming out. She wanted to hear it, everything. She did acknowledge her before you hop on your live the other day and said anything about it. Nicki did not. She probably didn't do it on Twitter, but she was definitely on live showing love to Akbar. Like, I understand sometimes Akbar can do too much. She can overstep her boundaries and get in between the Nicki and Cardi thing. I get something you're saying, but Nicki definitely acknowledged her. Like, we're not going to do that because she definitely was on that live giving her acknowledgement and saying basically, like, you know, she was happy that Akbar was doing that for her or whatever, and she said she wanted to hear the song. So Nicki did not pay your best until you said something. Nicki was acknowledging it before you hop on your last live to say anything about it. I just want to make that very clear. You know what I'm saying? So, and as far as the Keke Palmer thing, I agree with you on that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I get where Keke Palmer was coming from, but now I feel like they're just milking it too much. I feel like she and Usher's being catty, petty, and shady. I feel like now she's trying to, like, torment him because, you know, she feels like she kind of won the situation now, and she's trying to capitalize over it. And it's not that serious. Like, girl, pay it. So, but that's all I got to say, though. But
all right, thanks, boo.
Okay.
Love you. Okay, 3383, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
So I really want to talk about this because it's really pissing me off. Like, Keke Palmer was wrong. She did too much. Like, I understand she probably didn't think about that in the moment. She was having a good time. But what she did was wrong. And the only thing the boyfriend did wrong was say something on social media. Like, he should have had that conversation with her in private. But I don't feel like that was wrong.
I don't even feel like having, because I feel like a woman would have done, like, my thing is this. You follow me, and I'm sure you follow other celebrity gossip channels. You follow people. I just feel like, why do we act like if the shoe was on the other foot and the roles were reversed and it was a female artist and it was a celebrity baby daddy boyfriend and the girlfriend was a nobody, yet the boyfriend is there with all the money and all the power. Nobody knows who this girl is, and she's sitting at home with the baby in her feelings. What is she going to do? And you're sitting here embarrassing me in front of the world. Yeah, I'm going to say something on social media because that's the only voice I have. You're the celebrity.
Okay.
Like, that's not
I
fair.
I do feel you on that. But, like, I don't like how Keke is dragging it out. I feel like she really did like the attention that she got from everybody supporting her off that. And now she's just clowning out. I don't think it's cute. I feel like she should have went home, fixed that situation with her man. Because I haven't heard of Keke Palmer with a man before this man. So I feel like she should have went home, fixed the situation with her man, and stopped being goofy on the internet for clout. Like, I feel like she really dragged that.
And let me just, because I forgot to finish landing it. How many women have you seen end up speaking out on these niggas? These nobody's girlfriends that come out and talk about how they were holding this man down and how y'all, the public, we eat it up. And then we trash that man for being such a dog to that woman.
You're right. So, you know, he spoke where he had a voice.
Bullshit.
You're right. He spoke where he had a voice. But she, regardless, she is lame all around the board. And she's really dragging it because she wants this moment. And I don't think it's cute at all. So to Akbar, I'm not gonna lie. Akbar is lame. I don't care if Nikki shouted her out or not. She does a lot. She gives a lot. She has not cultivated a good body of work. Nothing. She has not made nothing for herself. Like, Akbar is lame. It doesn't matter if she said it on live. I don't even care if Nicki Minaj posted on her story and tagged her. It's still giving loser. Like,
yeah,
baby girl, work on your stuff. Like, there's no reason Akbar been around this long. You've been on Love and Hip Hop. You done got all these platforms, and you have yet to put out a hit, girl. Not one hit, not one song that anybody knows. I can't name not one song from Akbar, not even on some little stuff, like nothing. Akbar can rap for real. She can get out there for real. Put together some music and build your career. Like, I don't understand. Like, I feel like she's looking for Nicki to, like, hand her over a career or something. Because it doesn't work like that.
Like,
I don't think she has the power to do that.
You're coming off like a stan rapper. It's like, do you want a rapper? Do you just want to be Nicki's left titty?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are we doing?
If you're Nicki's assistant, then be that. But, like, this is new, actually. Because I knew Akbar way when she was on Love and Hip Hop rapping, and she was really good. So I don't know when the butt kissing came into play and she made that like her goal in life. But I feel like if she really just got in the booth and made some music that wasn't dissing you, wasn't dissing Cardi, wasn't dissing nobody, not kissing Nicki butt, and just really pushed her pen and like focused on her music, that's good. Because JT went through her little psychosis stage and now she's in her music bag. So like,
yeah,
maybe
JT
it's
in her
like
bag
a little
right
train.
Now.
Nicki does that little trance thing. She probably put a little 1-2 in their ear and make them think a little thing, and they think they have to do that. But, I mean, JT came to her senses. Akbar, it's time for you to come to your senses. Like, you don't have to be lame forever. Just because you're a loser right now doesn't mean you have to be a loser forever. Like, you can always hop on your music bag. Just stop doing what you're doing. And stop arguing so damn much. You're going to get fired. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that people are saying, like, why you're mad that Akbar is, like, giving Nicki a tribute. It's just like, honestly, I'm not even respecting the tribute right now. And you obviously put it out as a rapper because you want Nicki to respect you, want us, the public, to respect it and really hear you. But, like, why are you doing this right now? You haven't even built, like you said, a body of work to where we even want to see that. You guys, we haven't even seen a relationship between you and Nicki cultivate to be something to where we feel like, ooh, a tribute would be dope. I don't want to see Akbar give you a Nicki a tribute for what? That's not a cultural moment at all. And then for people to say, well, she doesn't care about that. Well, you should, or stop rapping, because what are you doing it for? Write her a letter.
And I'm not going to lie.
I don't know.
I heard a lot of good things from Akbar. That tribute was not one of them. That tribute didn't even hit. Like, come on now. It wasn't even a banger. Like, No.
At this point, I'm going to be honest with you. At this point, I'd be more here for an Ice Spice tribute to Nicki, because Ice Spice has cultivated a fan base. She's done music on her own. I'm a fan of Ice Spice. I like her. So I want to see, oh, how you going to come on a Nicki tribute? That'd be fire. But Akbar hasn't even cultivated her own lane for us to give a f-. Nicki don't even give a f-.
And honestly, Nicki hasn't, because Nicki's tribute to Wayne made sense. Wayne discovered her. I don't want to say made her, because she made herself. But, you know, he had a big hand in her being where she is today. She has not done that for nobody yet. So to a tribute, it's just literally me being a fan. Like, it's not even because of, like, a respect. It's just me sucking your butthole. Like, you haven't gave nobody that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wayne gave you a whole lot. He did a lot for you. He really put you on the map. You have not done that for anybody. If anything, you're doing a little something for Ice Spice, but she already had something when you hopped in, so she really don't even need to give you a tribute either. If we're just going to be 100, you don't deserve a tribute for
saying.
No female,
like,
nobody.
So exactly. So you get what I'm saying. So it's like the tribute to, like, for Nikki to even try to tell us what a history lesson is, you can't compare your tribute to Wayne as the same as Akbar's tribute to you. Like, even saying that is almost like, what?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I'm Cardi B could give her a tribute and it still wouldn't make no damn sense. Like, yeah. You don't deserve a tribute from nobody. Like, you just don't. Like, if you want a tribute, do something for somebody. Like, it would never make sense.
If you want
to start getting in the booth right now, it's not gonna make no sense.
Well, the only person that should be doing a tribute is London Hill when she becomes a big rapper, if that's the case. Her,
we'll
the artist that she signed. But she dropped an album and Nikki didn't even promote that.
I about to say, I don't even know who that is. Never heard that name before. So doesn't look like she's going to get a tribute from that person either. So, I mean, I'm sorry about that. Sorry to that lady. But I just want to say that because people act so delusional. Y'all want to be Nikki fans so bad. Y'all want to, you know, make excuses for everything she says. Like, come on, let's just be real. Like, it's not even that deep. Nikki's great. She's all things, but no. Tribute was stupid. No. Whole thing, duh. Same thing with Keke Palmer. Protect black women, all that. But if y'all want to protect the black woman, go protect Meg and tell Keke she's wrong and
say that
tell her
again.
To go make up with her man.
If you
go
want to
protect
black
Meg.
Women, go protect Meg and tell Keke to go make up with her man and she was wrong for that. That's how you
make
protect
up
black
with
women.
Her man, because I ain't never heard her with a man before this man. So don't, she doesn't let the internet make her lose her man. Girl, go home and fix it. Are you crazy? Go home and fix it. No. So I just want to speak on that. And Armand, I love you. Thank you for bringing
Thank
that
you.
Wendy Williams energy back. I'm going to always tell you that because
Thank
you just give me life. Love you.
Love you too. All right, I like her. I think we could finish right there. She ate that.